Welcome, everybody. All right, here we are. Thanks for joining the experiment. So we named this Experimento. I didn't know it was Spanish for experiment. I just liked the way it sounded. But it turned out it meant something. And it's really what we're doing anyway. As you'll see in a minute, we're going to just have multiple media going on, trading off. We're going to listen to each other. And we'll just produce sound and visual art. Let me introduce everybody up here. Poets, we have Cleveland Wall, Cleveland, Bert Staley, Chad Frame, yes, and Dequa Grinson. I'm Matt Walsh, I'm a poet and a host. We have some fantastic artists, painters, Femi J. Johnson and Nina Budhansey. Yes, give him a hand. Right hand. This is gonna be a fun show. I tell you, I was gonna change, I didn't even change. I was like, dirty, I'm like, this show's dirty. I feel like just at home. Like, you know, I just feel, I don't wanna change, it just felt right. So this is like a 5 foot radius around me. Right, so that's my recommendation. So stay back, it's a good length. You know, you don't know what's gonna come off the stage. So anyway, how's that for introduction? Oh, and of course, we have the foundation of both sets. We have Pink Hex. Yes, with Jack Wright on saxophone, Jared Balog. Thank Jared Balog for helping set up. He's a co-producer of this show. It wouldn't happen without him. Ed Cho on guitar and effects. And Herb Huffle making noises up here. Can't wait to hear it. The Megan Flynn Dance Company are gonna come along in the second set and be dancing amongst you, with you, around you. I don't know, on top. Can you make this leap? No, maybe not. That's liability issues. So anyway. So didn't I? I did. I think I did. It's Jack. Jack Wright. Yeah. The guy's awesome. I promise you too. He's in the spotlight there. So yeah, just sit back and relax. We're gonna do a set of around 45 minutes, then we'll have a break of about 15 or so minutes. And thanks for being part of the experiment. Yeah, turn off your cell phones. We don't wanna have it to be too interactive in here. I'm gonna do that myself. Okay, there we go.
Imagine you're at the most marvelous garden party when suddenly a glut of news and traffic spills out of the radio, turns fluid and enters the dream. The dream makes use as best it can of the intruders, casts news reporter as obnoxious guests. A foreign head of state denounces as totalitarian a hairdo, which upon inspection is helmet-like, and when poked with a stick, debauches millions of uniformed agents which swarm the pillow onto the sleeper's face, stopping the ears and oozing over eyes and lips like a flood of molasses. The burnt sugar acridity assaulting the nostrils until the dreamer starts awake. Still gasping for breath, swiping at siege agents, hits the snooze button, and sinks deliciously into leafy, dark garden party, defiantly. sporting a little while longer. That magnificent, impossible hairdo.
Still for hours if necessary. Is that an eyeball? Or is my easy chair just happy to see me? I never saw such an adaptable fellow. One to be 20 things all in one. Given up on ordinary entertainment. Are you prepared to give me 20 names? Or one hooded jacket that outs my real identity? Live with me. 21 days now. One beast for 2/3 of a month.
Stuff during the day, appointments, all kinds of stuff. It just talks to me. But it also wakes me up. Wake up, it's time to go to work. But one morning I got up before the alarm, and the alarm clock was whispering to me, and it was saying, nose to the grindstone, ear to the ground, shoulder to the wheel, roll over, Rover, don't play dead, sit up, beg and heel, go back to the grind, sell your time, sell your soul or go in the hole, go back to the grind. Wake up, it's time to go to work.
I'm into writing sneaky poems about people while they aren't paying attention. Like in line for the self-checkout, there is this cello-bodied woman with a halo of frizzy orange hair and a basket full of soup. And I know, somehow, she has between 3 and 30 cats and owns a pottery wheel. I know we exploded from the same stars, were fired in the same nuclear kiln, ladled out of the same soupy void. The mystery of her wrapped in mute, white shoulders scented dignity, wrapped in a faded purple Cape Cod sweatshirt, cannot ever be solved. Thank you.
the song headed in the melody of the notes. Do you hear that song? Begging, 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 deflate my lungs. Oh, the song, deflate my lungs, for I don't want to carry his stench no more. The stench of his scent, it fills my airway, deflates my lungs. Do you hear the song? Hidden between the notes. Hidden. There's a release in the atmosphere. The stench of his scent is no longer mine. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. There is a release in the atmosphere, hidden between the notes. Do you hear the song? Do you hear the song? Deflate my lungs, for I don't want to hold it anymore.
There's going to be world peace. They're going to have cured diseases. There's going to be flying cars. In a time gone by, they dreamt and dreamed a collective sigh for future days. It won't be like this in the modern world. Those lucky stiffs will have it made. You know what we need? We need a time machine to deliver us from evil. We're gonna live our dreams in the future's free will. That new millennium, more civilized, that'll be the time to be alive. Well, we've got it made in our modern world. With our racial hate and our toxin cancer, we can't breathe the air or drink from the stream. I could catch a plague. So, what's the answer? I know. We need a time machine to deliver us from evil. We're gonna live our dreams in the future's free will. The next century will be more civilized. That'll be the time to be alive.
Buzzing neon vacant sign, reminding me it is there and turned on, but hardly saying anything profound. I'm really like a colony of anxious rats, bundled in a trench coat, only loosely disguised as a person. You call them on it, they'll scatter. You'll be left with only a smelly coat and a lot of questions.
Boarding house yokel with his transparent design. The ghosts in the ghost lake rise up at dusk and go dancing at the edge of town. The old carnival grounds. Carnival. Carnival. Carnevale. Farewell to the flesh. Farewell, Mary. Farewell. Go and save me a place at the nightly dance.
Why is the lamp extinguished? I surrounded it with my robe to shelter it from the wind. This is why the lamp is extinguished. Why has the flower wilted? I pressed it to my heart with anxiety and love. This is why the flower has wilted. Rabindranath Tagore, why is the river dry? I built a dike across it so that it would serve me and me alone. This is why the river is dry. Why is the harp string broken? I tried to play a note too high for it. This is why the harp string is broken. Rabindranath Tagore. Thank you.
let the portal of words emerge. You see, it's through the portal of my words that my soul senses emerged. To aid my generation, you know, a generation needed to be purged. And as my soul senses emerged, well, I began to see that long, long ago, well, humanity parted ways with the human race. The human race parted ways with humanity. You see, long ago, the human race adopted the insanity of superiority fantasy. Long ago, the human race chose to take paths of apathy. And as a race, we forsook love, genuine generosity, and compassion. Linguistically, you know, today, these are often actionless verbs. Love, actionless verb. Compassion, actionless verb. Charity, actionless verb. Verb void of any passion. And as my soul senses, well, my soul senses the misinterpreted weeping of the greatest race. You see, humanity mourns, longing to hold the human race within her embrace. Open the portals of words and let your soul senses emerge. There's barrels in the ground. It's pouring out the stacks. It's clouding up the water. And it's clouding up the facts. PCB, DDT, is it killing you? Is it killing me? Pesticide, herbicide, take a deep breath. Suicide. Nationwide. It's stuff that you can't pronounce. And a toxic mess.
Well, what are safe amounts? Anybody's guess? Something like 5 parts per million? Something like 5 parts per billion?
I have another confession. I get off on childhood trauma. Tell me about the time you skinned your knee. Skin it back and forth, hand cupping gingerly, big wheel idling alone. Show me on the doll where they cut you, where the base of your pain grows proud from its mound, desperate to root anywhere else. I like to think that loss is more than just flesh wounds, more than people who scrape against our lives, each taking one of our finite layers in their passing. And we are ducked more than a flap of skin for this lesson, that what bears itself, red and shining to the hungry open air, cannot ever be covered up again. Thank you.
and the frog, the pond, the lily pad, frogs become dirty, become clean. You help me strip off my layer of doubt. You wear it so well, my sweet. Jump in the pond, lily pads, frogs, become dirty, become clean. But isn't it true? Eventually all of our actions will be forgotten. Become dirty, become clean. I think it's true. Or is it true? Eventually, all of our actions will be forgotten. Shows like this there. So thanks again. We'll take about a 15 to 18 minute break, or maybe 19. And then we'll meet back here for a second set that will include some dancers as well. I'll see you back soon. There's water out there, there's merchandise, and get some fresh air. Thank you.